About 34, I believe. And anyway, about 50 square roof. And I don't know exactly how many inside footage it's got, but it's got 50 square roof in it. And a big back porch, 36 foot by 12. Good size of lot, made out of cypress. Inside and outside. The cypress come to the Muggy River up around Macon. Yeah. It was chill dried twice and it held up real good. They call it double kill.
That's when they do what they do.
Huh?
How they treat it to do that?
Oh, the cypress?
Yeah.
It's run through the kill dryer twice. That's through a high heat.
No. Oh, yeah.
From, I guess they do it in 3 to 5 days. And that shrinks the lumber up, lets it dry. And we've never had any shrinkage problems at all. Been real good about that.
Okay.
But some people have shrinkage problems when they use
it.
Okay,
I got a question.
We get
the
question.
Question.
Is that her new finish?
Huh?
Got that finished.
You got it pretty well along, but I believe I got
pretty
well
looking at our
studio. That's basically
for me to
cycle
through different rooms.
Yeah,
in the house with you.
Okay. And I believe this will work this way then. This is nothing in the wall there. And let's see, this is north and this is south and this is east and west they're doing.
That's
good. I guess we're about 3 years of making it. We cleaned the brick, accumulated them up, accumulated up some old lumber, and the doors is out of an old house I lived in back when I was a boy. And we have, let's see, we got the door over there in the playroom with the old kitchen door with the glasses. That still has old, really early glass on it. I guess the house was about 75 years old.
What do you mean early glass?
Huh?
What do you mean by early glass?
Well, the early glass was poured and set. You can see waves in it. It's not sheet glass. Look at it and why you see bubbles in it.
Uh-huh.
And it's got waves in it. But like later glass, like the windows over there, just rolled on a flat roller and pressed out. But, Then we cleaned the brick and accumulated up the lumber.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it.
Well, back.
Laid the floors, subfloor. And the chimney has 4,000 brick in it. We have an old beam out of an old house that we've had 10 or 15 years before we started building the same day.
What would you call that beam up there?
It's an early hand-cut beam out of a house. So it was hand-cut, like I tell you, about the cross ties. See, it was cut with axe. It was not solid. You see, you can still see the axe marks on it.
Yeah, you're sort of using that for what now, though? So
what would
you call up there, that part of the...
Well, you'd call that a mallet. Some call it a mallet, some call it... Well, I guess it is kind of a shuffled fireplace. Yeah.
Okay, let's go through the rooms here. These four rooms up on the top.
Well, that's the bedroom, so...
Uh-huh. What kind of things would you find in there?
Oh, fine. Well, in our room we have the beds and two dressers and night table. Mm-hmm. And in the closet, the clothes, and then we have a bathroom off to the side.